WNKS Charlotte. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Going down next weekend, October 27th. It is here, y'all. Grave Diggers Ball, the biggest Halloween party in the nation. We're going to have Loud Luxury there, Black Bear. Tickets available right now at kiss951.com. All ages event. So make sure you come hang out with us for Grave Diggers Ball in Uptown.
You know, we did Worst Date Wednesday this week, and we talk about dating and how difficult it is all the time. We got War of the Roses, bad relationships. But I want to do something positive because, Loren, you're going to talk about this app that all women should have for dating. But what we wanted to know real quick before Loren tells us this, jump on the phones, send us a text, tell us what dating app has worked for you, what dating website has worked for you. We've all heard the horror stories, but let's throw some good vibes out there for people who might be, you know, looking for a date this weekend or in the future. 704-570-9595. Ladies, specifically ladies, what dating app works best for you?
And we're at least helping each other out here. If it worked for you, maybe it'll work, you know, for someone else.
Exactly.
Pass along the good news. But I did find another app. It's pretty new. It's called Pickable. And what's cool about this app is that you're not... there's no profile for women. Like, we're in the driver's seat. So we get to swipe on guys and see who we're interested in with still being anonymous. So like, we wouldn't have a profile, we wouldn't have our pictures up, so guys aren't getting stuck on our photo or, you know, what we wrote in our profile. We're in the driver's seat, which is really cool. And it's 100% anonymous as far as women go until you match with someone.
See, that's why, Roy, remember we knew someone who was on the Bumble app when we were at Oak Room one night? And she loved Bumble because the same thing. She controls who she swipes on.
Right.
Who she could talk to in the club, by the way.
Yeah. She can lower, like, to see who in the club is on Bumble.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's called what?
It's called Pickable.
But once you select your guy, then he can see you? Because it'd be weird if, like...
So then you're in the driver's seat. You're still in the driver's seat. So once you guys match...
Okay.
So even if I am looking at somebody, unless I pick them...
I guess we don't match. You pick me.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So once I pick you, then I would start a conversation with you and say, hey, I'm Loren. Here's my photo, blah, blah, blah.
But she controls.
Right. There's no profile for them to go through.
It sounds almost like it's creep proof.
Yeah, kind of.
You know? Well, that's cool.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Christian Waxhall.
Yes.
Do you like the sound of Pickable?
I mean, it sounds like a good idea. Yeah. I actually met my husband on Tinder, believe it or not.
No, I believe that. I met Sterling on Tinder. I thought Tinder was a great app, but then I hear horror stories about it.
We don't hear anything good about Tinder.
Yeah.
Well, and how long ago did you meet your husband? Because maybe it's transitioned between then and now. Like, now I just hear that it's a big hookup site.
Actually, we met probably about 18 months ago. And we got married just a few months ago.
Okay.
But Tinder, you both get... Remind me, because we talk about Tinder, but sometimes I forget. How do you know, like, what do you get a hit?
You have to swipe right on them, and they have to swipe right on you.
Within 24 hours, or...
No, just whenever you guys do it.
Okay.
And then you have to talk within 24 hours.
But how are you alerted that if you swiped on Christy, and Christy swiped on you, how are you alerted that she swiped on you?
You get a notification.
It tells you.
Yeah. Saying, hey, you got swiped, and you open it, and you figure out who it is, and then you can start the conversation saying, hey,
I wonder.
Thanks, Christy. Good for you.
I wonder with this pickable app if guys would be leery to sign up for it because they feel like they would be getting catfished. Because you really, like, you give them your photo, you give them your age. Like, they don't get to see any of that ahead of time.
Yeah, that's what someone with an area code 980 said.
Yeah.
Is that they would be, as a guy, they would be hesitant to go on a dating site or an app that didn't have a picture.
Right.
I mean, that is true.
I mean, you would send them a picture, but I would think it would be easier to catfish somebody that way than if you had a profile.
And then, I hate to say this, but let's talk about the awkward moment where they say, hey, I picked you. Here's my photo. And then you got to be like, ooh.
Not my type. It's true, though.
I know. Or if somebody's, like maybe out of your age bracket. Like, and I obviously don't have an age bracket. My husband's 10 years older. But I have friends that are like, I wouldn't date anybody who is more than 5 years older or younger than me.
Did you put the app on your phone, by the way?
No, I'm looking at it on my
Dallas might have questions.
Barbara in Charlotte, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're doing fantastic. What dating app worked for you?
Clover worked for me. Clover. I met my fiance last year on Clover.
What is Clover?
Yeah, how did you hear about Clover?
My coworker actually referred it to me. She said it worked for her, and the guy who it's really interesting because it'll ask what you're looking for. Are you looking for a friend? Are you looking for a serious relationship? And it pairs you with people who are looking for the same thing so that there's no miscommunication.
That's cool.
But you also have to upload a picture too, right, Barbara?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but I didn't pick him because all of his pictures looked like they were from MySpace. But
distorted.
I thought he was catfishing me. But he turned out to be a really, really great guy. He proposed to me in August of this year. So,
and when did you start using Clover?
It was like maybe a month and a half. It was
within a month and a half. You found someone. That's pretty good.
So I have one more question about Clover. You said you can pick like I want friends. I'm looking for a serious relationship. Is there a hookup option?
it doesn't say hookup, but it's like
maybe casual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, Loren. Know the lingo. You've been out of the game for a long time.
Clearly.
Thanks, Barbara. Hannah also.
Loren, if she ever like gets divorced, she'd be like, I don't know what to pick. I don't want no strings, but that's not an option.
Is there an option for frisky? Potential friskiness? Hannah and Rock Hill, Clover worked for you too?
Yeah, actually, Clover, I ended up having a relationship with a guy for a year.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That sounds like a
winner
this
morning.
I've
never heard of this app. I mean, it's so interesting.
It just ended up not working out because he lived like an hour away. But, we had really good, pretty good connection off Clover. I was pretty shocked. And then the last time I went on there, which was like a month ago, it just had quality of guys had gone downhill.
check the one that Loren was saying, Hannah.
Pickable.
Well, I know. I need to try that one out.
Yeah, try that.
I did have actually some luck with Tinder a couple weeks ago, but I'm being ghosted right now. So,
okay.
Anyway,
That sucks.
Hannah's anyway. Call out specifically.
Thanks, Hannah.
Hannah's like Derek. Yeah, it was fun talking.
Ashley and Hickory. We can't get to her, but she said Meet Me worked for her.
Okay.
App called Meet Me.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.